Welcome to VRL Pro Digital Marketing Show. Are you small or a medium business owner or a professional? Want to promote your business online with your targeted audience? You are in the right place. Please follow and subscribe to this podcast for upcoming episodes. What is digital marketing and why it is booming in 2020. Are you a small or medium business owner or a professional want to promote your business online with your targeted audience? So you are in the right place. Please follow and subscribe to this podcast for upcoming episodes. Those days are gone when you just hang a board outside of your shop and your podcast or services are going to be sale. Today we all first check pricing online of any kinds of products or services. After that, we see the what kind of options are they are providing. Let's say online you are getting discounts as well as a buy one get one offer, as well as what the benefits you are getting offline. So both the comparisons are the going to make a decision for purchasing some products or services. So if you own a small or any kind of business, you struggle a lot because there is a global competition, because internet and the e-commerce industry has changed the whole market. Now people can purchase exactly same item anywhere around the world and directly from the main distributor or manufacturer. So here is the solution we come up with, that name is digital marketing. Digital marketing is a strategy to promote your products and services and also sell online with the help of digital platforms. So you have to make online stores, websites, applications, as well as many people say it is very costly, but that's not true, because now there are so many tools available which are very in very convenient cost. There is social media also helps in this process, and make a very engaging content is very important to stand out from the competition. One of your competitors can deliver at any cost. It is very important to make a very engaging content that no one of your competitors can deliver at any cost, and master stock is that content is for free. That is called an adding value in your business process, your online promotion. Make aware your clients or customer how you are providing a better products and services, adding a value, and teach them how to use their products and how to cost customizing in this process, that can see the difference easily from market competitors. So what exactly digital marketing is? Digital marketing is a encompasses all digital marketing efforts that use an electronic device or the internet. Now we all know that internet users are increasing on daily basis. If you see the digital trends, the total population of a globe is 7.676 and the unique mobile users is 5.112. This is in billions number, and the total internet users is 4.388 billion users, means 57% of total globe audience are using internet today, and the active social media users are 3.484 billions, means 45% of all internet users using social media, some kinds of social like Facebook, Instagram. And the mobile social media users are 3.256, 42%. So this is the numbers of internet users. So if you want to promote your products and services, you have to come on that place when your user or your customer client are spending there more time. So digital marketing leverages all digital channels like search engine, social media, emails and other website contents and current and prospective customers. In traditional marketing, we have seen there is a printing ads, phone communication, physical marketing, digital marketing can occur electronically and online. So that is the main advantage of the digital marketing. This means that there are several endless possibilities for brands, including email, video, social media or other website based marketing opportunities. Some channels we are discussing. First one is the social media optimization. If you are using social media or want to promote your business in social media, you have to make a social media profile, and some of platforms are providing this special tools for promoting your business, like Facebook gives you a Facebook page. You can handle all your different business profiles at once. And the other social media channel, the other channels of digital marketing, is search engine optimization. Google is the biggest search engine all around the globe. For any kind of reason, any question, we are going to search on a Google for a search query. And now Google also come up with a voice search. So search engine is make another level of digital marketing, because if you are doing digital marketing, then you have to leverage on search engine optimization. There is a totally big different concept, and we are discussing that in our next podcast. Second one is content marketing. Content is the key, and content is the main element in the any kind of platform. There is a majorly three kind of content. One is text based content, second is audio, and third one is video. And they all three contents have own value and own the impact on your customers and consumer clients and customers, consumers, etc. There are four channel is pay per click, means you have seen so many ads on a search engine, as well as all the other websites. You have seen the banner ads, as well as in social media there is a sponsor post. So these all are the internet ads for marketing, and the advertiser will pay per click. There is a different channel and a different platform for that, or handling all that pay-per-click activities. And this is the channel of for digital marketing. Fifth one is affiliate marketing. In affiliate marketing, this channel helps you to join other peoples to promote your services and give them some amount, so they can promote your products and services without any. And this is very much cost effective marketing strategy. Sixth one is native advertisement. Seventh is marketing automation. Eight one email marketing. Nine is online PR. And last one is inbound marketing. So in search engine optimization, this is a process of optimizing your website to rank higher on search engines. For any search query, you are want to rank or want to promote related products or services, thereby increasing the amount of organic traffic on your website. The Google or the normal traffics, which is not included in the ads, that is a normal organic traffics, comes from the any kind of search engines. There is Google is a search engine. There are lots of many search engines available, like Bing, Yahoo, MSN, but Google is the main now people uses on all the devices. So in a search engine optimization, there is a three major concept is on page SEO, which is done on your on page of your website or blog or your storefront websites. Second one is off-page SEO. Off-page SEO is done on your backend of your websites, and it helps to gain more view, more the authority on internet. Third one is a technical SEO. This is also a SEO which is focused on the backend of your website, how your pages are coded, images compression, structure data, CSS file optimization. This all concept is covered in our next podcast. The second one is content marketing. In content marketing, we have take the three types of content. One is audio, video, and the text-based content. So handling in this content marketing, there is a blog post, ebook, white papers, infographics, as well as podcast, video production. This all is included in content marketing. Social media marketing. Here are the main platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest. There are lot more coming. They say YouTube, TikTok. These are the video platforms are also worked as a social media, and you can promote your products and services on that platform. And the next channel is a pay-per-click. In pay-per-click method of driving the paying traffic, per-click traffic in your websites, a publisher every time when your ad is clicked, you have to pay some amount of money to, like say you are promoting your business on Google search engine or Google partner websites. Or one of the common types of PPC is Google Ads, and which is allow you to pay to for top slot of Google search engine's results page. And there is also others paid ads on Facebook, Twitter ads, Pinterest ads, LinkedIn ads, also sponsored. So many platforms allow you to promote your pro services, and we will discussing on that topic in our next upcoming episodes. In this, the next one is affiliate marketing. This is the performance based advertising where you receive commission for promoting someone else or someone other promote your products, then you have to pay to them. There is a special platform available, and the major platform is a YouTube partner program in which a video creator will receive the some amount of revenue from the Google for making that kind of videos which is interesting and helpful to their audience. Posting affiliate links from your social media accounts. You are affiliating some kind of products and services for other businesses, and that will generate a revenue. Third one is native. Next one is a native advertising. Native advertising refers to advertisement that are primary content are featured on the platform alongside other non-paid content. That calls a native advertisement, and we will see in the next upcoming our podcast. The next marketing channel is a marketing automations. You have seen so many marketing automations that you have come across with, but you may never know you have come across that platform. The name which includes email newsletters which continuously sequenced emails which target their audience to do some action. In social media post scheduling, schedule up your social media post at a certain time. Lead generation, lead nurturing, workflows, campaign tracking and reporting. This all are included in the marketing automation. Email marketing. The email marketing is a very and huge and effective kind of digital marketing channel that email marketing campaigns includes the blog subscription, newsletters, follow-up emails to website visitors who downloaded something, customers welcome emails, holiday promotion to loyalty program members, tips or similar series or email for customer nurturing. Online PR is a practice of securing earned online coverage with retail publications, blogs and other content based websites. Reporter outreach on social media, engaging online reviews of your company, engaging comments on your personal websites, blog or social media platforms. These all are covered in the online PR. There is next one is inbound marketing. Inbound marketing refers to marketing methodology wherein the attract, engage and delight your customers at every stage of your buyer's journey. These all the major channels, and there are a lot more channels also, but these all are detailed like covered in our next podcast. So stay tuned on this podcast, and you can also get a better detailed post on vrlpro.com. You can also follow and subscribe on our major social platforms like Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and also you will all get all the links from the here also, and also in on vrlpro.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We will see you next time.